Om Shanti. 17 September 2019, Tuesday. The essence, sweet children, just as you have the faith that God is not omnipresent and that He is your Father, so you also have to explain this to others and instill this faith in them and then ask their opinions. Sweet children, just as you have the faith that God is not omnipresent and that He is your Father, so also you have to explain this to others and instill this faith in them and then ask their opinion. The omnipresence of God, this topic has come multiple times in Murlis. God is known by three O's. Three O's. In the path of devotion, omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. Omniscient means He is knowledgeful, ocean of knowledge, omnipresent, all-powerful, and omnipresent. So this concept of omnipresence has a wide following, and especially Hinduism, where there is a concept of polytheism, there are multiple gods, and concept of pantheism, everything is God. So there is a pantheism and there is a polytheism. If we see other religions also, there is always two concepts, divine and universe. One is divine, another is universe. Some religions say that divine and universe are different. For example, Christianity, Islam, Judaism. But they say that the divine is present in the universe. The divine and universe are different. But divine is present in the universe. So there is one concept like this. The second, this is mostly in monotheistic religions. Monotheism means there is just one God, where they call it Allah, Jehovah, or Yehovah. So there is a monotheism, one God. So concept is divine and universe are different, but divine is present, is contained in the universe. Now, in pantheistic religions, Hinduism, the divine and universe are one. The divine and universe are one. There is another group which is known as pantheistic religions. In those, the divine is interpenetrating the universe. So, this concept of omnipresence of God is there almost everywhere, but interpretation is very, very different. The interpretation in Hinduism is quite different. When they talk about omnipresence, sarvavyapi, omnipresence, this also has got different meanings in different religions. In Hinduism, especially if you go to Advaita Vedanta, the Advaita Vedanta has concept of Brahman. So this Brahman is one homogeneous thing which is permeating the universe. Sarva khalvidam Brahma. So everything is Brahma. There is nothing else which is not Brahman. Everything is Brahman. So this Brahman or Brahma is interpenetrating the entire universe. And that is the only true thing. What is appearing is because of name and form, and that itself is Maya. That's why they say Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. This world is Mithya, false, untrue. This is not true. So the concept in Advaita Vedanta of Hinduism is that there is one homogeneous substance which is everywhere, and that is that Brahman. So omnipresence. Now there is another concept in Hinduism, that is avatar, avatarhood, where they say that the nirakar, the formless, takes form and comes as avatar, as incarnation. Again they say, how do you say this? So they give the example of a pond where there is a water. So this is God. At some places it has frozen. So that is avatar. So that is this concept which is given. The pond is a water which is nirakar, but at some places it has frozen. So that frozen, that condensed nirakar, is known as avatar. So that is another. But yes, even though avatar has got a body, for example Krishna and Rama, but still he is still omnipresent. He is still everywhere, though it's very difficult to digest. But then they say he is there everywhere. And all the devotees who came from Copper Age, from Iron Age, they all propagated this concept that God is everywhere. Everywhere he is, you see him everywhere. There is no place where he is not there. Each and everything is God and gods. And he is interpenetrating things. He is inside the things. He is God. This pen is God, but God is also penetrating this pen. So there is a lot of concepts. So there is, one is Hinduism, one is the sannyas mark, and another is the bhakti. There are two things. So sannyas says, or nivritti, or the Advaita Vedanta says, or the monism, or non-dualism, that says that everything is Brahman. And bhakti says, he is Sakar. They say he is Nirakar, Nirgun, and he says Sagun. God with attributes, God without attributes. It is known as personal God, it is known as impersonal God. So there are two concepts. Personal God, impersonal God. God with attributes, God without attributes. Sagun, Nirgun. Sakar, Nirakar. In the path of bhakti. So here, again, devotee says that God is everywhere out of his love. Siya Ramamai Sabha Jagajani. Everywhere I feel he is there. So God is everywhere. And God is everything. That is a little higher concept. Pantheism. Everything is God. And they have accepted the omnipresence. Now, but Christianity doesn't say that God is omnipresent in the same sense as Hinduism says. Christianity doesn't say that God is not a gas which is penetrating everywhere. It is not the physical thing. God is a master. And the universe is subjugated to him. So the universe is under the control of God. Though he is residing, he is controlling everything, but he is not in the universe just as a physical presence. But Hinduism says that he is everywhere as physical presence. So here, whether Christianity or Islam or Judaism, where there are monotheistic religions, there is only one God. So they say God is definitely there and he is everywhere, but his light is everywhere, his presence is everywhere. He is not everywhere in the way his physical presence. That way is not there. So, and again there is a further differences in these concepts also. Even in the Islam also, what Muhammad said and what Ali said is slightly different about God. So there is a confusion, but two to some extent, there is a tolerable confusion, and after some time, confusion becomes intolerable because multiple concepts kept on coming and coming and coming. So, he is these three things, three O's. There are no problems with the first two O's. He is omnipotent, okay, accepted by all. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient, omnipotent, sarvashaktivan. He is everywhere. He is very powerful, omnipotent. He is omniscient, ocean of knowledge, accepted. But the problem is with this third one, that he is omnipresent. Omnipresent means sarvavyapi. So why God is not omnipresent? Now tell me. This is the thing we teach in class and course, 7-day course. Why God is not omnipresent? Why God is not omnipresent? There are people in the world, some people believe God is not omnipresent. There are people who believe in the concept of avatar. They say that God is not omnipresent. He comes. He comes. He takes avatar. So he is coming from above. So he is not omnipresent. Some people believe that he is a person also. He is impersonal also. Both. Sagun, sakar, nirgun. Both. So there are school of thought. They believe in both. And there are school of thought which believes that both are interpenetrated. The divine is interpenetrating the universe. So now, while giving 7-day course, we always tell people that God is not omnipresent. Now tell me why. Baba says, teach this to everyone. God is the most confusing subject in the world. Because nobody knows anything about him. So everybody has his own theories about God. Everybody has his own theories about universe. Science has got a different theory. Religious peoples have got different theories. Traditions have different theories. Rituals have different theories. Mystics have different theories. Rahasyavadi. Saints have different theories. Devotees have different theories. Philosophers have different theories. Atheists and theists have different theories. There are different theories about God. He is so important. So why God is not omnipresent? What you will say? Somebody says, I believe that he is everywhere. Then what you will say? What do we say in the 7-day course? Tell that first. What do we say in 7-day course? God is not omnipresent. Why? Firstly, if he is omnipresent, then he is no more a person. Then he is no more a person because he is everywhere. How can he be a person? Then, if he is not a person, then you cannot have any relationships with him. If you have no relationships with him, how can you call him out? To whom you are doing prayers? He is everywhere. Why to pray? He is everywhere. So there are no relationships. So he is no more the father. In Christianity, he is the father. But Christianity doesn't say that he is omnipresent like the Hindus say. Their omnipresence means he is ruling the world. He is the king of this universe. He rules over the world, but he is not penetrating it the way as a physical presence, as I said. So he is omnipresent. If he is omnipresent, then he is no more a person. If he is omnipresent, then you cannot have any relationships with him. He is omnipresent, then whatever is the attribute of God are the attributes of God. That should be felt here. So everywhere, in every person, he is there. Another concept is God is in every person. There is a further confusion. He is everywhere, it's okay. But he is in every person. That is a further confusion. and he is every person. That is a super confusion. Ishvara Sarva Bhuta Tuna Tishtati Arjuna. O Arjuna, Ishvara is residing in every human being. That is what is given in Gita. Ishvara is in every human being. Maya tadmidam sarvam jagat vyakti murtinam. Matstani sarva bhutani. Nachaham teshva vastita. There is nothing in the universe where I am not there. I am everything. Maya tadmidam. Everything is coming out from me. And I am everything. So there is a piles and piles after confusion. One confusion after another confusion. So person doesn't know what to do. So if he is sarvavyapi, if he is omnipresent, then he is no more a person. You cannot have any relationships with him. Whom you are praying, you cannot pray to him. Who is helping you, you cannot ask for help from him. Then, as I said, his attributes are what? He is the ocean of love. So you should feel ocean of love everywhere, but it's not felt. He is a ocean of mercy, ocean of compassion, but that is not felt. If he is there in every human being, but every human being is vicious, God cannot be vicious. God is ocean of virtues, but that is not felt. So there is a... And who is telling us this? He himself is telling that I am not omnipresent. And all those who said that I am omnipresent, I will file a lawsuit, a case against you. That also he said. What else? If he is omnipresent, then he cannot be a guru. He cannot be a teacher. He cannot be a mother. He cannot be a father. If he is omnipresent, then why are you building temples? If he is omnipresent, then why are you doing pilgrimages? If he is omnipresent, then why are you seeking the refuge of gurus? Seek him, he is here everywhere. If he is omnipresent, why? What is the need for praying? Because you yourself are God. You are God yourself. A God is praying to another God. So there is one God who is fighting with another God. Both are gods. So there are two gods then. And we say, Ekam Satya Prabhuta Vadanti. The Satya is one. God is one. But here then there are becomes two gods. And two gods are fighting with each other. And as we give the example of iron rod in the fire. The fire and iron rod. All the qualities of the fire comes in the iron rod. So if the God is penetrating the universe, the qualities of God should come in the iron rod. So it has not come in this universe. So it cannot be. He cannot be everywhere. And then they say that he is above. This is the finger that they show. It means that he is not in this universe. God is not staying in this universe. He is coming from above. Yada yada hi dharmasya. He comes from above. Whenever there is an irreligiousness, whenever the adharma gains the upper hand and the religion deteriorates, where there is a deterioration, decay in religion, at that time, paritranaya sadhunat, vinashaya chatushkritam, to destroy the evil, to uplift the saints, I come again and again. That's what, but then that this concept is falsified. If he is here already, why he is coming from above? He is already here. It means one thing, and he can go up and then coming down. Is it like that? So he cannot be. So even this concept of avatarhood opposes this concept of his being everywhere. What else? How do you explain in 7-day course that God is not everywhere? What else? His occupation, his place of residence. He cannot stay in this impure world. He is somewhere who is a detached observer of this world. So he has to be away from this world. Had he been here, had he been a soul, then he has to take rebirth then. He should take rebirth. So he is out of the cycle of rebirth. And he is the one who is the bestower of happiness. So he cannot be bestower of happiness. He is already here. He is the remover of sorrow. He cannot be remover of sorrow if he is already here. So he is somewhere who is extraterrestrial candidate. He is the somewhere who is outside. He is not in this drama. He is someone who is the creator. He is not inside this drama. So this is how. This is a very, 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 very difficult, sometimes difficult to prove concept. But yes, who is telling us that? He himself will tell that I am not everywhere. So out of the three O's, first two O's are okay. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. But there is a problem with if you say that he is omnipresent. But devotees are very clever. They have many, many things to support this concept of omnipresence. They say that we love him so much that we see him everywhere. They say that wherever I go, he is there. His presence, I feel that he is there. And they have a lot of stories, anecdotes to prove that God is already everywhere. They have a lot of stories, just as that Prahlad, that he came out from that pillar. So that story supports this concept that he is already everywhere. So they have got a huge number of stories, no matter how much you try to prove, but they have a lot of proofs with them, and all the proofs have taken from the scriptures. So it's difficult. So Vedic concept of omnipresence is different, Upanishad concept of omnipresence is different, and Bhakti Purana concept of omnipresence is different. And this is Hinduism. Go out of Hinduism. Jainism doesn't accept God. God is rejected. Buddhism, silent on God. No, don't ask anything about God. Buddha is totally silent. He was asked, tell me who is God. He said, I don't know. Be good, do good. That's it. Parsis is silent on God. Not much has been said. God is fire. Not a person, but yes, Ahura Mazda and all those they say. But what is his real nature, nobody knows. And whether he is omnipresent or not, that's a confusion. So, it is the most confusing topic. God is omnipresent or not. But God himself says, I am not omnipresent. You have insulted me by calling me omnipresent. I am a person, I stay there, I come. So don't call me omnipresent. Om Shanti.